Look, if you're thinking about starting a cash practice, or you just started one and you're making less than $5,000 a month, you need to take a serious look at the Gym PT Blueprint. I put this course together for you. The PT is trying to do his own thing, that doesn't want to have to work for somebody else seeing 30 people a day and hating their job. And I did this so that you can skip all that time and wasted energy and money that it takes to learn things the hard way and follow a proven system that has helped over 100 cash practice owners start, run, and grow successful practices in the last 9 months alone. Guys, this is something that can significantly help your business. It's just up to you to decide if you're willing to invest in yourself. Head over to drdannymatei.com, go to the products, and check out the Gym PT Blueprint right there. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's up, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And today I have a topic that I want to get into that maybe is a little bit different than what I usually talk about. And I'll give you some context on this. So today is a clinical day for me. It's a Friday, actually. I'm driving home from the office right now. And I've been working with this guy. This is actually the second time that I've seen him. I saw him this morning. And the backstory of him is he played football all through college, and then for 6 years in the NFL, he was a first round draft pick. He was offensive tackle. He basically played at a very, very high level and retired from playing about 6 years ago. And he has a lot of musculoskeletal stuff going on. Like, there's no doubt about it. He looks like he's been in a war. When you look at his body, he's had about 12 surgeries. He's had some significant physical trauma. But one thing that surprised me, and this is one of the reasons why we're such big proponents of this one-on-one model, this, and really, it doesn't, I don't know if it necessarily has to be like cash PT, but that setting allows us to dictate the terms at which, you know, we are going to see people. And you know, this guy's, we talked today. I literally talked to him for 2 hours straight. I didn't touch him. We didn't do any what you would traditionally think of with physical therapy. But and the reason why is we talk a lot about these different buckets of health and wellness. And there's sort of like four of these pillars for us. So it's movement, it's stress management, nutrition, and sleep. And you know, when I was talking to this patient of ours, I asked him. I was like, "What have you been doing for the last 6 years since you stopped playing?" Right now, this guy doesn't have to work another day in his life from standpoint of financial freedom. He doesn't have to do anything work-related, and he really hasn't been doing anything for the last 6 years. And as we started talking, you know, he said, honestly, like, one of the biggest stressors in my life is not knowing what I want to do going forward. You know, he's 36 years old, and he just doesn't know. And that it creates a lot of stress in his life, and it's sort of a weird place to be. I think it's not common, maybe, to be in this position, or to really leave any major sport or whatever, being at the pinnacle of some sort of thing you've worked so hard for so long, and then all of a sudden it's sort of over. What do you do next? They call this like the Everest complex. And climbed Everest, now what? What's next? I see this with a lot of the military elite kind of special operations groups that we get a chance to work with. I've seen this with professional athletes. I've seen this now with business owners, entrepreneurs that build a company, sell it, never have to, you know, they're financially, they don't really have to do anything, but they just went from doing something that required so much of their attention and focus and time, and really feeling like they're progressing and moving towards some goal, and then all of a sudden it's like, now what? And it was never about the money. It wasn't about that at all. It was about achieving something, and then all of a sudden you've done it, and then now what do you do? So, you know, we had an hour visit scheduled. My 8 a.m. had rescheduled yesterday, so I only had a 6, 7, and 8 is all I see on Friday mornings from a clinical standpoint. And so we sat there and talked for 2 hours straight about this and about what he needs to do and things that maybe he hasn't tried yet and ways that he's looking at how he spends his time. Because I asked him, I was like, well, what do you do on a daily basis? You know, and he sort of goes to bed late. He sort of wakes up late. He recently got a dog, which is, I guess, in some ways adding some amount of consistency to his day. But, you know, he likes to play music, work out a little bit, whatever, like, kind of doesn't really have to do anything. And as I thought about that and talked with him about this, like, that seems like the dream for a lot of people, right? Like, oh man, this guy never has to work another day in his life. Like, he can just do whatever he wants. But this idle time, this like lack of structure in his day is the most stressful thing in his life. And for us to, you know, be able to sit down and have this conversation for 2 hours about this topic that he hasn't gotten into ever with really since he stopped playing, and for him to come to the realization that part of why he has so much pain and he has all these things that are going on from a health or from a musculoskeletal standpoint, part of that has to do with the fact that he has some significant stress associated with the lack of what he's doing with his current life and where the direction of his life is going. It was really interesting to see him have this realization today. This is a big man. This is a man that's done a lot of really challenging things, and to see him, you know, become emotional in my office and really come to the realization that all of this stuff is connected, and that there's certain things that he's going to need to do in his life that are not just coming in so that I can dry needle his shoulder, or not just him learning how to, you know, stabilize his arm overhead. Like, yes, of course, these things may be necessary and are probably necessary for us to do in order to deal with, you know, some of these musculoskeletal injuries that he's had playing a really violent game at a very high level. But the other side of this that I think is so important to talk about, and one of the reasons why I wanted to bring this up on the podcast, is that two things. Number one, we have an opportunity to make significant impacts on people's lives, and it's important for us to realize that. Our profession is important. The impact that we can have on people is important. And when you only get 15 minutes with somebody because you're hustling to get over to the other two patients you have that are in your office at the same time, people like this guy fall through the cracks. People like this guy don't get the help that they really need. They don't make the progress that they need. And the only reason that he came to see me is because I worked with his brother, who also had played professionally and had some, you know, musculoskeletal stuff going on, and had a good outcome, because he basically said, like, I don't want to go see another physical therapist. Like, I've done all that crap. He described to me like what he's done, and of course it's the same watered down bullshit that we try to tell people all the time that, you know, we don't do. And I think he was very surprised when I really started going down the route of talking to him about, you know, what his day looked like and what he was doing or not doing, and if he had something to wake up for every morning. I think it's key that we realize our profession has an opportunity to have these huge impacts on people, and help them, you know, live a more satisfied life, both, you know, from a standpoint of moving better and having freedom of physical activities, but also don't forget that the cognitive side is so important. We know that there's a strong association between chronic pain and the brain and the nervous system and emotions and stress, and these are all things that we have to keep in mind and we have to be aware of. And when we can bring those up in a timely manner, in a safe environment with people, it can be huge for their life. Like, I think about, you know, what this one conversation this guy he's been putting off having for 6 years. He's been putting this off. He actively told me that. He's like, I know this is part of the problem. I'm scared to deal with it. You know, like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to fail doing something new. And, you know, I really am not sure what direction I need to take. And, you know, it's sort of like an odd problem for somebody to have, but it's still a problem. And it's still something that needs to be addressed. So, you know, if the system doesn't allow us to work with people this way, then we have to go outside of the system like we've done and say, we're going to only work with people in this capacity because it allows us to do things like this and have enough time to connect with people and for them to feel, you know, that we're personally invested in them getting better and it not be, what am I going to get billed for? There's nothing I did today I would have been able to bill for. Not a fucking thing. But the time that we spent was extremely important and extremely meaningful. And it's one of the reasons why to this day, I don't have to see patients. I don't have to have a patient schedule. I've had plenty of colleagues tell me that I shouldn't, because I should just, oh, you got to focus on your business, Danny. Like, you're the business owner now. All you need to do is just grow the business. And I agree with that. I definitely spend a lot of my time working on the business. You know, don't get me wrong. I do a lot of that. But man, the personal satisfaction that I get from working with people like this guy and being able to help them, you know, make a significant change in their life. Guys, it's the whole reason that we went to school. So it's the whole reason that we work, you know, so hard to be able to get that degree and be able to help people. And so don't lose sight of that. Don't lose sight of the fact of how important that is. And here's the other thing. The second thing that I want to bring up was what this guy is lacking is the fascination with something that he's trying to become the best in the world at. And I've had an opportunity to work with a lot of people, like many of you have. And what I can tell you that I've noticed with the people that seem like they're the happiest and they're the most resilient, they're the people that are fascinated with becoming the best in the world at something. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. It's just, it's what it's important to them. Like, for now, for me, I'm obsessed and fascinated with how do I become the best business owner that I can and be able to take that information and relay it to my, you know, my peers, my profession, our counterparts, so that they can establish themselves in a way to where they can have success in their business. The more successful they are, the more successful you are, the more people we treat in this very positive manner, the more our profession gains credibility, and the more people we get to directly have a positive impact on. That is what I wake up and focus on every day, right? So I have a reason to wake up early. I have something that drives me. I've worked with people that are blacksmith, you know, that they want to be the best blacksmith in the world. I didn't even know blacksmith still existed until I worked with this guy. He had been an engineer working for a big firm, and he decided, you know, like he got into this as a hobby, and he was like, man, I'm just so happy whenever I do this. I enjoy this. I enjoy the process and what I'm able to build. And he's like, I don't like working for this big corporation that I work for, this big group, billing a bunch of hours. And he took a step back from it, took a huge pay cut, and worked as a blacksmith. I saw him because he had an elbow problem from, you know, he's hammering shit all day. But to hear him talk about the different techniques that he's using and how they were developed and the different tools and the process of like how to do these different things. I don't know shit about being a blacksmith. I'm not very handy in the first place to begin with, but like I just found myself fascinated with what this guy was describing and wanting to kind of learn more because he was so into it. He was so fascinated with this process, with this craft that he had decided that he wanted to pursue. And in my experience, and this, granted, this is anecdotal. Look, I don't have a randomized control trial to back this shit up. This is just what I've noticed in my, you know, even limited experience compared to people that may be listening to this that have been practicing in our profession for much longer. But what I have noticed is the people that I perceive as being the happiest, the people in my life that I've gotten to meet that are, they seem like they have their life together the most, they seem like they're the least stressed, they're the happiest people, they're the ones that seem to have something that they have found that they are working for, working towards, working with, whatever, however you want to put it, something that where they get a feeling of constant progression and momentum and growth and chipping away at becoming the best in the world at something. And that idea of what do you want to become the best in the world at, I think would solve a lot of people's problems. A lot of people that dislike what they do, like driving to work, wishing they didn't have to do it, hating what they do, and looking forward to the weekend so they don't have to be there anymore. If they had an opportunity to focus on the thing that they wanted to be the best in the world at, their life would be a lot better because of it. Because they would be, you know, stimulated mentally from the standpoint of growing and fascination and learning and retaining information. If you don't have something to wake up for every day or something you're willing to wake up for to do early and sacrifice other things in your life to improve this one area, then you're doing the wrong thing. You have to find that thing. You have to understand what that is. And this is where this guy is having such a hard time. He doesn't know. He worked so hard for so many years to get to a point where he was able to play a sport at the professional level at a very high level, and then all of a sudden it's over, you know. And for him, this conversation we had today, and for me as well, I think this is really important that we could take a step back and realize like what we're working on. We're working on it, the human being. We're working on ourselves. We're working on improvement. He's working on trying to figure out what it is that he needs to do. And, you know, I relate this in a lot of ways to entrepreneurship and what I've delved into, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years as we got my business started. And that is, frankly, personal development. And entrepreneurship is just a huge experiment in personal development. You know, your business, your delving into entrepreneurship will expose both strengths and weaknesses that you have in your own self. It will make them more apparent. And you have to understand that the more you can develop yourself as well-rounded, effective human being, be able to manage stress, be able to make sound decisions, based on experience, based on what you know needs to be right and what is typically not always the easy solution. That's the human process, man. That's growth. I hope I'm not getting too woo-woo and deep for people as we talk about this, but you know, it's interesting when you see, you know, somebody like the guy that I work with today, that everybody perceives as the guy, he's got everything, you know, he's got it all correct. Time, freedom, financial freedom, was able to play the sport at a high level that everybody, you know, lots of people wish that they could aspire to do that. And to see somebody with what you think is everything that everybody wants be unhappy and have no direction in their life,
is an interesting thing to see firsthand and to deal with firsthand and to be a part of his positive change going forward. You know, it's very helpful for me to be able to reflect on that and, you know, try to learn from it. And I hope you guys can learn from this as well. Because the two big takeaways that I have from this, number one, our profession is important. It's necessary. You know, we help people. And there's a lot of people that need our help out there. And they come in different forms. You know, I never would have, you know, when I first graduated, thought that I would be doing work like this. And it'd be under the umbrella of physical therapy, whatever it is, you call it whatever you want, but it's just what, you know, what we do with people now looking so much different than just rotator cuff exercises and whatever else. And number two is you've got to find that thing that you want to be in the best, you want to be the best in the world at. You have to find that thing that you're willing to wake up early for, to try to grow and to try to progress. And the sad part of our profession is that many of us get to a point where we're put in a position where we have to work in these very sort of high volume situations where we feel like we don't have the time that we need to really utilize our skill set, and we start to dislike our career path, our career trajectory. And, you know, maybe a cash practice is not the way to solve that for everybody. Maybe doing something on your own is not the way to solve that for everybody, but it's the way that I've solved it. It's the way that a lot of our colleagues and people that we help and work with from a business consulting standpoint have found that desire to want to be the best in the world again and use their skill set the way that it's designed. So if you're frustrated and you're listening to this right now, you're in that position, you know, understand there's other ways to go about it. There's a better way to do it, in my opinion. And that idea of, you know, are you waking up every day trying to become the best in the world at something? That's where it's at. You know, I don't see myself ever not working, because when you find the thing that you enjoy doing so much that it doesn't really feel like work, man, that's where it's at. And I hope that everyone listening to this, I hope that you get to that point one day. And if you're not there now, you have to keep focusing on what it is that fascinates you, the growth in that area, the progression, the momentum that you have moving towards that greater goal. Because it is possible. It's something that we see every day. And it's something that a lot of people struggle with. So if you're there, you know, accept it, own it, start working on it, improving it. And if you find yourself in a situation that you don't enjoy what you do anymore, sometimes you have to change the situation. And if you can't find the job of your dreams, you got to create it.
Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm overwhelmed with how many positive reviews we've had on iTunes so far, and we have over 100 reviews currently, and just in the last 9 months of starting this practice. The other area I'm really proud of is our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. If you want to get involved in the conversation and not just listen to me talk to you and our guests about what's working in our businesses currently, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. It's really simple. We'd love to have you in the community, and there's so much you can learn from everybody that's in there. I can't wait to see you there. Thanks so much for listening.